Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
Now, an angry monkey got swift revenge on a tourist who pushed him into a pond for a laugh by instantly attacking and kicking his ass.
Wow, I love that.
The unnamed tourist was left with scratches and scrapes all over his face and arms when the animal chased him down and got his got its own back. The video begins with a man wearing black jeans and a denim jacket approaching the unsuspecting monkey from behind. It's sitting on a railing next to the water. When the man goes up and gives it a rough shove, when he gets close enough, it sends the monkey flying over the edge. Well, the monkey cries as it falls over the railing, but just seconds later, it popped back up and it ran after the guy.
You son of a bitch.
And as the man turns to run, one of his shoes falls off. He stumbles.
Run, fat boy!
And then visitors can be heard laughing as the monkey chases the shocked man through the temple.
He got messed up.
Yeah, he does. He did.
And now I'm going to make love to your wife.
He runs into an alleyway. We're watching the video here. I mean, the monkey just bounces right back.
Excellent.
Up. And so he runs through an alleyway where he clearly thinks the monkey won't give chase, but he does.
Oh, my God.
And then a group of other monkeys rush to his aid.
Oh, my God.
Like several came on board, bursting into the building to attack the prankster.
Ernie, Tom, Dave, come on.
One temple employee said the monkeys scratched the tourist. there were other people inside, and they helped drive the monkeys away. The tourist later shared a photo of his bloodied hand and face. You don't push the monkey, man.
No, you do not. As the old adage goes, don't push the monkey.
Tulsa, Oklahoma police, and that's where this guy used the Walmart
intercom,
responded to the Woodland Hills Mall for a disturbance caused by a naked man and woman. Now, it all started with a stalled vehicle call and a woman getting out of the vehicle naked and running. Her clothes were found in the car. Police said that the man followed the woman and was carrying a pit bull on his shoulders. He was naked, too.
Oh. Wow. And this is at Walmart?
Yeah. No, this isn't. This is at a mall.
Okay.
Officers said they got a call about every half block from citizens. They found the man's clothes in a parking lot between a restaurant and the mall, and they said that drugs were found in the clothes. Officers went into the mall and found the couple hugging each other. Macy's employees had wrapped a towel around both of them. When the man and woman saw police, the man ran away and the woman ran towards the officer. She was taken into custody. They said the man destroyed plastic displays, broke glass, and cut his arm. Police said they followed the path of destruction and blood until they found the man in the sock department.
Did they pick the wrong weekend for the naked pit bull relay?
And they took him into custody. Both were taken to the hospital to be checked out. The pair admitted to taking marijuana and dipping it into a cup of PCP.
Uh-huh. That might have been the issue.
They could be booked on complaints of indecent exposure, vandalism, and public intoxication.
You've never had more public nudity stories than in all the 20 years we've been doing the show.
Yeah, they've been happening a lot lately. A man encountered in unusual undies was arrested after deputies say that he was impaired and had intimate items in his pickup. The case of the DUI dude with sex stuff happened about 3:10 a.m. Sheriff's deputy stopped a Dodge pickup driven by Daryl Campbell. Now, a deputy reported Campbell's truck traveled in a reckless driving pattern. Campbell's eyes were slightly bloodshot, his pupils dilated, and he looked very jittery. He wore no shoes. Campbell was only wearing underwear that said breathalyzer on the side and blow here near his genitals.
That's great.
Asked if he would perform a field sobriety exercise, Campbell laughed and said that he had gout.
I have gout!
Yeah. In Campbell's truck, investigators found a few items, including several condoms and binoculars.
He had taken off his mustache rides for free shirt.
Yeah, right. Earlier. Yeah. He was arrested on two DUI-related charges in the incident. The Michigan State Police organized a unique way to help a man who was threatening suicide on a highway overpass. This is really cool.
Yeah, I saw this.
They pulled together multiple semi-truck drivers to help shorten the fall. Tuesday morning, all lanes of 696 were closed in both directions as a man threatened suicide. First call came in a little before 1 a.m. on Tuesday as the unnamed man was on the bridge over the highway. The eastbound lanes were closed, and the state police started organizing semi-trucks passing through. A few minutes later, The westbound lanes were also closed as more semis showed up to cross the highway. All told, 13 trucks were parked under the overpass to shorten the distance that he would fall if he were to have jumped.
It's an amazing picture, and thankfully the guy shot himself.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Did I misread that story?
He didn't jump.
Oh, okay.
And the situation ended as he was walked off the bridge.
Good news. He shot himself.
He was taken to the hospital.
I'm not going to kill myself with this now, thanks to the trucks.
Evaluation. So, fortunately, I have a gun.
Yeah. My wife told me not to bring this.
All right. And then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. The internet loves garlic bread, and now YouTuber Tom Scott.
Kathy was just saying that.
I was just saying the internet loves garlic bread.
Well, there's a lot of videos involving garlic bread for some reason. So now YouTuber Tom Scott and a group of experts have launched a loaf of garlic bread into outer space. The bread was tied to a weather balloon, and Scott says the goal was to taste test the bread once it had been on the edge of the atmosphere for over 2 hours.
Do you know how
when asked why garlic bread specifically, he said because it's delicious. I know. You want to send something to space terribly bad. We've tried.
Preston,
fell apart.
They had... There was a daycare or some like kindergartners that did it successfully. We tried multiple times and bombed every stinking time.
Look
at this. You know, we were well ahead of the curve on this.
And then well behind it.
Yeah.
We didn't try it multiple times, right?
We only tried it multiple times.
No, I think the space thing we only tried once.
We only tried space once.
Did we?
Yeah, but it was a disaster.
We
sent things flying several times, but
we lost things completely.
The shot for space ended in one attempt.
93.3 WMMR audio on demand.
Kids these days, listen. We had an extended conversation about prom and Pensbury and all that. Well, now you have the promposals.
Yes.
Huge grand gestures asking someone to prom. Well, a 15-year-old has taken the promposal to a whole new level. Richard Fisher, who is 18. It says now a 15-year-old. And then says Richard Fisher.
So he's 18. Like Benjamin Button.
God.
So it's written well.
Damn it.
He's getting younger as he gets older.
Okay. Anyhow, he's 18. Went to an empty parking lot and laid on the ground with his mouth covered in blood, pretending that his injuries were caused by getting hit by a car. His girlfriend, 15-year-old, here you go, Kia Keys, understandably was freaking out after being told Fisher had been involved in an accident. She arrived at the parking lot in Blue Springs, Missouri to find him lying on the ground, seemingly unresponsive. And after a few minutes, Fisher muttered, "I've been dying to ask you to prom. I love you." So that's his promposal. He pretends like he's dying.
There have been numerous... attempts at this, and they don't end well. There was one where a guy proposed to his wife at the scene of what appeared to be a multi-car collision, and like she clocked him in the face, punched him in the face.
Yeah, it can go wrong. How about this for this moron? A young lady named Liberty Gratz has been working at a Publix a grocery store in Virginia since it opened last fall. Out of all the shifts she's completed, what happened on Sunday afternoon is burned into her memory. She had said through her mother, who is an interpreter, all of a sudden I felt some woman hit me in the back. Liberty is deaf and says that she could not hear the woman asking where to find an item in the store was when the scene turned violent. Liberty, who also has a little bit of vision loss, she can't see in her peripheral vision, remembers kneeling down to straighten out a bottom shelf when she felt the knock out of nowhere. Her mother explained she doesn't have that peripheral vision, so she's really focused on her work. And she doesn't always notice people that are right beside her. Liberty, who uses American Sign Language with the family and friends, communicates with shoppers by writing on a pad and paper. After the woman got her attention by punching her, Liberty says that she pointed her in the direction of what she needed. Liberty, however, carried the blow with her. She said that she could still feel it when she got picked up from work. Jeanette said, "How would you feel if you were working? Somebody just came up behind you and decided to hit you." Liberty says Publix was overly supportive. Her department and store managers scoured the security footage, but nobody could make out who this person was.
So the woman just didn't tap her initially. She punched her
in the back, yeah. Liberty still doesn't know who did it. She would love to sit down with a woman and have a conversation about being kind to people with and without disabilities. An Ohio police officer has apologized for a work mishap by bringing a firefighter a cake iced with an unusual message on it. It says, "Sorry, I tased you."
Sorry, I tased
you. It's pretty funny. Hamilton Township Officer Darcy Workman says she accidentally shocked firefighter Ricky Wagoner with her stun gun last week while attempting to restrain a patient being taken to the hospital. Wagoner wasn't seriously hurt, but he got a little bit of a jolt. And she brought in a cake to Wagner on Saturday to apologize. It said, "Sorry, I tased you" on it. And the cake was decorated with the apology and a little frowny face on it, too. Steve, here's a picture of the cake up there.
That's hilarious.
Which is pretty cool. When St. Paul firefighters responded to an apartment on Sunday, they found the hydrant farther away than usual. No parking lot directly outside of the building. And Fire Chief Dustin Callis said, no problem. They were trained to handle minor inconveniences. One thing they're not trained for, though, is catching a three-month-old infant thrown out of a window.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah, three-month-old infant.
Yeah, he said, we don't practice that. We don't have drills where we throw stuff off the balcony. Nothing comes close to that.
You'd think people would offer up their babies so they could practice.
There were no fatalities in the fire, and firefighters were even rescued two cats. It was likely caused by a candle on the first floor, but the video went viral, casting attention on Callis that he found a little overwhelming. He said he's taking advantage of the spotlight to warn people that things could have gone differently. Had fire broken out during the recent blizzard they had in this area in St. Paul, it might have been harder to evacuate residents of the 25 apartments. But the baby's father tossed the child to the waiting firefighter below. They said he couldn't hold on to him any longer. And that's got to be a tough decision to make.
Then he spiked it.
As a parent, yeah.
But, yes!
The baby's father insists he had no other option. And everybody's safe, though. That's good.
It's just amazing when people do that.
Yeah. Apparently, a giraffe at an Indiana zoo really wanted to go on a field trip. The Fort Wayne Children's Zoo said that Thabiza...
What's the name?
Thabiza, the zoo's youngest female reticulated giraffe, snapped the cables surrounding her enclosure on Monday afternoon and then ran loose for about 2 hours. Never left the zoo grounds, but was running around the zoo.
They just let it sort of run itself tired, right?
I don't know.
And I think eventually it just kind of went back into its own enclosure.
Well, she made her way to a fenced parking lot that officials said was not available to the public. She was recaptured around 2 o'clock. The zoo said that officials are reevaluating the security of the giraffe exhibit.
I freaking love giraffes.
And will take extra steps to protect the animals and visitors. Yeah,
don't you love feeding them?
I
love it.
Oh, you
got to go to
you
the...
You have to go.
Yeah.
Elmwood. I've been Elmwood there. Park I just zoo. Never did that.
It's like one of the most fun things to
it's
do
really cool.
You can do it at the Philadelphia Zoo as well, but Elmwood
oh,
has them.
You can feed them at the Philadelphia Zoo
but
now?
Yeah, but I like the setup over at the Elmwood is really cool.
Yep. And let's end with this story. The Washington State Department of Transportation apologized after the words "you suck" appeared on an electronic highway sign over southbound Interstate 5.
How do they know I suck?
About 1 mile exit before Jovita. The message appeared Tuesday afternoon. The State Department of Transportation said in a statement, "This was an inappropriate message. And we apologize if anyone was offended."
Should have been eat S.
This was due to a training error and clearly a mistake. And we are taking steps to ensure this doesn't happen again. So you suck.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.